Take control of your tarp and upgrade your manual tarp system to electric with a Roltec electric tarp conversion by AgriCover Inc. Save time and increase productivity by tarping on the go. This system operates with the convenient push of a button, keeping your driver inside the cab and out of dust, rain, and harm's way. Upgrade your existing tarp to electric today to stay protected, clean, and on schedule. For more information or to find a dealer near you, call 800-233-4655 or visit RoltecElectric.com.
Welcome back to Farm Talk. We are going to be heading up to Minot now for the North Dakota State Fair. Kind of an update up there with Craig Clevin. He is the executive director of the North Dakota FFA. And Craig, I'm looking at the National Weather Service current temperature. You got 84 degrees up there. It must be a fairly decent day today.
That's right. It is. We've been kind of joking about it. It's kind of chilly out.
Really? Welcome.
Because we've been pushing 100 degrees and muggy and no wind, and we got a breeze today with a cloud cast. And so it's a breath of fresh air, especially with our livestock shows going on right now.
I would imagine. Yeah, I was because I was watching the forecast most of this week, and I knew today was supposed to be kind of the last hot day, and then Thursday back into the 80s. But you're getting a little bit of a break, so we'll take that. Now, are you getting the haze up there as well, or are you just some clouds, or what's going on?
It's kind of a haze. Yep, there's a cloud cover over there, but it's a haze. It's a darkness in the sky, and okay. You know, there's no sun. It's kind of unique that way. So it's just gray.
Okay.
And so that's helped suppress the, for the heat. And then, like I said, there's a breeze out here today, so it's helping circulate some air through those barns and through the ground. So it's a great day to be walking around the fair and checking things out.
I can't imagine it. I know I talked to you a little bit earlier today, and you're kind of the head honcho for the FFA. I know you got plenty of help up there, but I'm sure you've been busy. You were talking to me earlier, and you got a lot of different showings going on today for animals.
Yeah, that's right. We started off this morning at 8 a.m. with the FFA rabbit show, and also at the same time we had the FFA dairy cattle show going on. And right now, as we speak, I'm not in that barn right now. I stepped out because it's loud, noisy, obviously, but it's the FFA sheep show going on and dairy goat show.
Okay.
So we've got four shows a day, and we've got swine show tomorrow, and then we've got beef show on Friday, and also on Thursday we've got our meat and market goat shows. Friday. So lots of activities going on here the next couple of days.
Okay. Well, you guys have been there for what, since last Friday? Is that right? Last Thursday?
Well, yeah, it opened up on Friday. The state fair did. That was the opening day, and we were ready to go with all our stud exhibits all laid out and for the public to view. But we actually, myself, I came up last week Tuesday, so I've got over a week in, and I always joke it's a marathon for some of us, not a sprint. Some people come up and are here for a couple of days at the sprint, but for some of us, you have to view it as a marathon. So I'll go home Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been battling 100 degree temperatures some of those days.
Yep. You know, and it is. It's been warm. But, you know, the State Fair Center, for people who haven't been here before, it's a great complex. And we're very fortunate to have a great relationship with the State Fair, FFA, and 4-H, and all the youth organizations, that we're in the State Fair Center. And we're in FFA Hall, and FFA Hall is air-conditioned. So all those exhibits are under the air. And then where our horticulture exhibits are, and our vegetables, and our farm produce, I should say, farm grains and grain sheaves. Yeah, so, but when you're outside walking around, yeah, it's hot and the barns are hot, but we do have part of our exhibits in that. So I'm not going to say I don't have to be out in the heat all the time, but it's just part of the time. So,
well, Craig, any highlights that we missed? I know there's been judging and different things going on each day. Any highlights we can pass along, or are we just kind of getting to the culmination point?
Well, we've got some, great, all our grands and reserves in our stat exhibits and horticulture exhibits have been awarded earlier in the week, and there's some really unique projects every year there is of that demonstrate the students' efforts. You know, they learned a lot of things over the course of the year in their classrooms, and they applied that to a project and brought it up here. And we've got a lot of great comments from people about some different things. A kid had actually from the Wishart chapter had made a American flag, and it's even with the waves and the wood and how we put it together and glued the components. And it's really an eye catcher, and I mean, everybody that comes by, they got to stop and talk about it. And you know, that's one of the things there. But we've got a lot of great livestock that are here, and a lot of great showmen, and the judges that I've been visiting with and picking up, they really appreciated the opportunity to work with our youth. Just a great cut above the rest.
Any pictures being posted? I would imagine Facebook's busy, but I don't know if there's anything official under the FFA flag.
Well, so we've been maybe, and you can say you called me out there, we've been maybe a little naughty on the FFA Facebook page, but our state officers that are up here working this week, they've been good about their social media accounts. We have an North Dakota FFA state officers Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and they've been posting some of the pictures. They've been at the shows and helping announce or hand out ribbons and coordinate, you know, and help the superintendents coordinate. So they've been doing more on there, and you can call me out on it. We've been maybe a little lackadaisy on our normal Facebook page of doing that just because of people power. So okay.
The bus number was number 4 that just ran you over. So just teasing. You know, I was talking to Aaron about this last week, and I think it was him, just the sheer magnitude, though, of the things that you guys are bringing to this event is quite an undertaking with all the projects, isn't it?
It is. You know, we'll have over 70 chapters from across the state here that are exhibiting, whether, like I said, to the from agriculture mechanics to vegetables to grain to livestock, horticulture, educational exhibits. So we're pushing 18,000 exhibits. Some people say, oh, I think they're down a little bit. We are. But when you start looking across the state, we got some areas that are really obviously hard hit by the drought. So all of a sudden, you look at these corn crops and alfalfa crops. They don't exist in some areas. So it's kind of hard to bring in a grain sheave or some of those gardens that don't have the ample supply of water. It's hard to get enough produce. And so that's part of it, too. So there's always factors. But we've got a lot of great teachers that make it happen.
Right. I just wanted to give a mention out there because there's a lot of hard work that, you know, these things don't just magically appear in the Magic City, Minot. They have to be hauled. There's volunteers. I think there was semis, if I was correct on that. But it's a lot of work behind the scenes, but it's all worth it in the end.
Yep. You know, and the chapters working together, their officer teams, the members coming together to help get all their exhibits tagged and loaded in an enclosed trailer or a couple enclosed trailers or on a flatbed because we've got a couple larger, you know, calf shelters here and trailers that were made and they get them here, you know, and then all the kids that are bringing animals up, you know, them preparing and taking the animal husbandry effort to get those animals here safely in the heat and doing a great job exhibiting them. And they look great even with all the heat. So lots of fingers go into it. All our teachers help on those judging days to help organize all the projects, get them up, coordinate with the judges. So it's a unified effort. There's no way I'm going to take credit for it all. So
attendance-wise overall, though, with the fair, happy camper?
I've been very happy with our FFA exhibits and hall. We've had a lot of people come through. I think, honestly, with the extra heat, people jump into the air conditioning, like I mentioned earlier, and they take more of a stroll through, and they might have a grandkid or a nephew, or they're just coming to check out their own kids' exhibits. So it's been really good traffic and great conversations with people that have been coming through.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for your time. Thank you to the FFA for the hard work that they have done to bring that display and all the animals, everything that they do up to the state fair. People enjoy it. Families enjoy it. And have a great rest of the state fair.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your support of FFA and everybody that's listening. Take a trip to Minot. There's still a few days left of the fair, and you won't be disappointed.
Very good. Craig, thank you so much. Craig Clevin, the executive director of the North Dakota FFA.